on the third week of our journey in what I call the Abba Prayer, praying intimately with our Heavenly Father. We've looked at each of the letters in this word, Abba, which is the everyday word for the loving, compassionate relationship with one's Father that Jesus applied to God. A is about our approach to Abba with awe and adoration and appreciation, authentically admitting and acknowledging any sinful attitudes and attributes, actions and activities, and avoiding in our prayer anything that would be an affront to Abba's absolute holiness. Then we progress to becoming a beloved, believing little child before Abba, to be born anew daily by the Spirit, and to break our bondage to the worldly barriers and boundaries that are blocking an intimate relationship with your heavenly Abba. And today we come to look at the next letter in this pattern that really grounds us in the scripture that you've heard from the sixth chapter of Matthew this morning, that we're to take and blend that boundless belief of a little child and just bear our soul to our Heavenly Father, to Abba God. You know, children will believe even sometimes when we think it's not wise for them to believe. That's why it scares us so much as parents about those who are predators of our children, who would take advantage of our children. Because children by nature want to believe in goodness with all of their heart. Even children who are unmercifully abused by their own parents want to believe in those parents. People who have been abused as children are still defending their parents at age 40 and 50 and 60 by denying the abuse they went through, because as a little child we want to believe in goodness. So we need to take that characteristic of becoming as a little child in our prayer life and believe with all our hearts, with all of the innocence of a little child, and be amazed by the holiness of God and just bear our souls about our view of God, of Abba Father. Because sometimes our view of God is not the God Jesus wanted us to have such a powerful connection with in our lives, and particularly in our prayer life. In other words, if we have a tendency to view God and believe God is like a divine accountant tracking every little thing we do and keeping a little scorebook on our goodness and our badness, that can get in the way of intimacy with Abba. If we see God as a creator architect who designed the world, designed us, placed us here, and then went on to another job, or is so aloof from us, and that he's just set things in motion, that can get in the way of a close relationship with Abba. If we have a view of God as a policeman or a detective, God as a judge or a warden or an executioner, we're in trouble in our prayer life. If we see God as constantly focusing on our lives with a magnifying glass, trying to build a case against us, that is going to get in the way of our intimacy with our Heavenly Father. Now, does God keep account and track of things? Of course. Is God truly the architect and creator of the world, the universe? Yes, He is. But it's not a God who is so aloof and so far off. It's a God that, according to this book, Holy Scripture, is intimately involved in the world and universe He created. He is present among us. We celebrate that, particularly at Advent, when we talk about Emmanuel, God with us. He's not far away. God is with us. But sometimes I think our views of God kind of trivialize God. In contrast to Him being a policeman or a warden or a judge, I think sometimes we see God as a bail bondsman to bail us out of trouble. God is going to be our judge. And Jesus is our deliverer, but He's not like a bail bondsman. We can just put a little money down and we're safe. We're out of jail. But if we have an intimate, loving relationship with Abba, Father, we're going to be in a right relationship with Him, and we're not going to have to worry that much about judgment. It's coming. But when we live in the presence of Abba, if we go to Him in the very deepest, most intimate kind of prayer, we're going to be in His will. And I don't mean in the written will, the inheritance, although we have an inheritance with God in Christ Jesus. But I mean we're going to be in sync with Him. But we've got to confess and bear our soul about how we're looking at our God, or that can get in the way of our prayer life. We've also got to bear our soul about the commitments that we have made to that God, whether out of fear or judgment or out of a sense of duty or anything else motivating us other than just wanting to be in His presence. We've got to confess how we failed on our commitments, the commitments we've made directly to Him. You know, sometimes in our prayers, I mean, have you ever caught yourself, I've caught myself doing this, that you're sort of, you know, playing a game of let's make a deal. God, if You'll do this, if You'll take care of this, if You'll fix this, like He's some kind of mechanic or handyman, if You'll just not let this happen, if You'll hold back these things in my life, like You held back the waves that I talked about with the children, I'll do this and this and this. And then once we get through the crisis, we forget that we made a vow to God. We made a commitment. And when we come to Abba in prayer, our Father needs to know that we're aware of our failures to live up to what we said we would do. The vows that we take in the life of the church, the vows we take as a congregation when someone joins the church or is baptized in the church, the vows we made before Him in our marriages, the vows we made when we brought our children before the altar to be baptized. We've got to just bare our soul and get honest with God about how we look at Him and how we have failed in our commitments and vows to Him. And when we unburden ourselves, we can see Him as Abba Father. We can see Him like the prodigal saw Him, running down the road to embrace Him and greet Him. Then and only then can we feel like our God just picks us up and sets us on His lap and adores us as His beloved children. When we're in that kind of relationship with Abba God, we're able to bend our will to His will. We have connected to God in a very, very special way. I was in a worship service not long ago, and I sat behind a young parent with a young child. And you know, every time mom and that child connected, they smiled. there was a glow in the baby's face. And neurobiologists tell us that from months 3 to 9, for a 6 month period in the development of children, they need to develop a joy connection with their primary caregiver, usually mom. That it's simply through the gazes, looking at one another and experiencing the joy of that moment, that the child builds a capacity for joy. Dr. James Wilder defines joy this way: the internal experience of delight at having another person be glad in my presence. That's what a little child, ages 3 months to 9 months, is doing. They're learning about joy through the eyes of mom. And if mom is stressed out or drugged out or under so much pressure that she can't provide that, that little child does not develop what Wilder calls a circle of joy in their lives, of continually being able to go to a source and connect and find joy. Abba Father wants us to find that connection in Him. Abba Father wants us to go through a prayer process that gets more and more focused and more serious and more connected on Him, so that we experience sitting in His lap, connecting eye to eye, and experience the most wonderful joy we can possibly experience in this life with our Heavenly Father. Have you ever been in a large crowd and you went to the place because you wanted to, but you still felt alone and isolated? Has that ever happened to you? And you look around and you see somebody you know, and you start getting a little more comfortable, and as that time together in that crowd moves on, you make eye contact with that one person you know, and you just feel better about the whole group. See, there's just something in our lives that needs that same kind of connection a little baby needs, to experience some comfort. And yet, in our prayer life, we don't take the time to go through a process to make that connection with our Heavenly Father before we start bringing out our laundry list of things we want Him to fix and take care of for us. And then we wonder why our faith lives are empty and shallow so often. Because I guarantee you, when we come to God and work through this process — this is hard work prayer. This is not easy prayer. You work your spirit. You work your soul to try to pray like this. It is painful recognizing our failures. It's painful being authentic and admitting and acknowledging our sins. It is painful to recognize that we have some distorted views of our Heavenly Father that gets so in front of our face that we can't connect with His loving eyes. And we can't complete that circle of joy in us as we relate to Abba Father. No wonder we are failures with so many of our commitments before Him. No wonder we're filled with anxiety and depression, a big part of our lives. Because unless we make that godly connection with our Abba Father, we cannot submit to His will. We can't bend and conform our will to His will. We cannot benefit from the blessings of putting first His kingdom and His righteousness to dispel all of our worries. How many of us, in our choices and commitments, have placed second, third, and fourth priority type issues in first place and wonder why we're not happy? Our relationship with Abba God, sitting in the comfort of His presence, in the security of His embrace, in the comfort of His love, is the only thing that'll help us set our priorities and get them right in life. Seek first God's righteousness, God's kingdom, God's will, and everything we need will be added to us. Everything else will make sense. Life will unfold before us as if God is going and clearing the way as we move through life. But we've got to develop that kind of close relationship with Him for it to happen. Are you brave enough to attempt that kind of prayer? Do you have the courage to get real with Abba Father? Because the blessings you will experience are better than anything you've ever experienced in your life if you can just make that divine connection with Abba Father. He's calling you. He's jumping up and down joyful about you coming into His presence and connecting with Him and completing what Wilder called the circle of joy. Have you experienced that circle of joy with Abba Father? Do you want it? Do you crave it more than anything in your life? If you do, everything else will take care of itself. Seek first, not just His kingdom, not just His righteousness, but the very presence of a loving, caring, intimate Heavenly Father, Abba God. And all the things you need will be added to you if you can learn to pray like that. Abba Father, we're sorry we want the quick answer and the quick prayer, that we just don't take time to come to You this way very often. We confess we don't even come to You daily this way. And some of us may have never come to You this way, possibly because no one ever told us how to make that spiritual joy connection with You, that You're so safe that we don't have to come into Your presence with fear and anxiety. If we're just honest about who we are, You will be who You are, which is abounding love. And that love will swallow up our anxiety. It will calm our fears. It will inspire excitement in us as we look into Your eyes. For Your blessing from the Old Testament tells us about this gaze, this intimacy, this connection. When Aaron taught us about that, when he said, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." Oh, Lord, how great it would be to once a day find that precious peace in Your loving gaze upon us. Teach us, Father, Abba, to pray. Amen.